This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zor, and I'm joined by Charisse Hirschfeld of Memorial Hospital, Jen Azaldi of Valley Originals, Raitha Stoddard, and the new executive director, Deb Weinstein of Starting Point. And we're talking about Boots and Bling this Saturday, 5 o'clock in the evening at the White Mountain Hotel. For more information or to get tickets online, you can go to startingpointnh.org. That's startingpointnh.org. Charisse, Jen, Raitha, and Deb, thank you all for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
We're looking to have a really big event this year.
We've met our goal for tickets. We got a few more left, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, give us a call. We'll squeeze you in the tent, and it's a great time. We were just talking about what fun we've had over the years at Boots and Bling.
Yeah, so for this event, there's going to be live and silent auctions going on.
Yeah, terrific items, and those include a vintage portrait of Marilyn Monroe, a sail around Penobscot Bay, sing with the band that night, Sweets, Haunted Castle, Flatbread Company Pizza, Shannon Door, 1 year of pizza once a week, can you imagine? PC Hogue and Company, Full Service Tree Care, 4 tickets to Fenway, Red Sox versus the White Sox, New Orleans trip, and a Stone Mountain ticket bundle. You get 2 tickets to any show that you want.
Yeah, it's actually some great shows with Judy Collins, Paula Cole, Tom Rush, Paula Poundstone, Iris DeMint, John Jorgensen, Carol Noonan, and Dana Cunningham package. So it's going to be, that's a great one. I got.
And on top of the live at silent auctions, there's also going to be a 50-50 raffle.
Absolutely. The 50-50 raffle, do you want to talk about that?
It's actually the heads or tails.
Oh, we're doing the 50-50. Yeah, I was going to say 50-50.
I love that.
Heads
We've been planning for
I
the past
50.
Week.
Okay, heads and tails. What
heads
is
and
it?
Tails is a lot more fun than the 50-50.
So what's heads and tails?
So you purchase a little blinky boot, and then the auctioneer during our live auction moment is going to do this game where it has to do with heads or tails, and whoever is left standing then gets the case of wine.
Correct.
So,
all right, it's Boots and Bling. It's tomorrow, 5 o'clock in the evening at the White Mountain Hotel.
Oh, we got to go, Tony. It's tomorrow.
Let's go.
I know, right?
We got stuff to do.
It's tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow at White Mountain Hotel, 5 o'clock in the evening. You can get tickets online right now by going to startingpointnh.org. That's startingpointnh.org with the live and silent auctions. Plus, there's going to be the Heads and Tails raffle. There's also going to be music and dancing, which is really exciting.
We've got the John Sardi Band. People love that. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, he's got that deep voice.
Yeah, and I want to say it is a lot of fun. We do have a lot of fun even running it, running around and getting it going. But more importantly, it's the light at the end of the tunnel for us, because it's an opportunity for us to come, bring our heads up from the direct service work that we're doing and have the light of our community shine on us, letting us know that they're our supporters. And if you're a victim or a survivor listening to this right now, I hope that you recognize that, you know, a couple hundred people are going to come together on Saturday night to stand up for Starting Point and for survivors, and that our business community plays a huge role in that, like Valley Originals. And Jen can talk a little bit more about not only have they supported Starting Point, but what they do for our community in general is amazing. Thank you.
So we're very fortunate to live in this valley, the Mount Washington Valley. There's so many nonprofits. The Valley Originals is a nonprofit on its whole, and we have over 25 restaurants locally owned and operated, and the restaurant owners themselves and their staff can't thank the community enough for supporting us so that we in turn can support local nonprofits, organizations, and youth groups like this. So we wholeheartedly support Starting Point and all that they do. They're a great organization. That's why we love to be a high sponsor for them. And looking forward to the event tomorrow night. I know I also get a paddle for the silent auction, so I'm very excited for that, or the live auction.
The live auction.
So I'm very excited to use my paddle.
And your boots.
And my boots. So it's a great organization, and it's just thrills us all to be part of this community where we support Starting Point and come together.
Speaking of that support, I happened to notice that there was a big check when you came in.
Yes. It's one of my great opportunities as the board of the Valley Originals is I get to bring my big check with me where I go. So the Valley Originals donated $2,500 to Starting Point, and I will have more at the event to give to Starting Point. So we do try a lot. So if you guys get out and dine, make sure you dine at a Valley Original so that we can continue to give to our local nonprofits.
You can absolutely count on it being a terrific meal if it's a Valley Original. Well, that's for
you.
Sure.
Thank
and
you.
We have Valley Original as one of our Grand Stetson sponsors. We also have Memorial Hospital, Huggins Hospital, Burroughs Healthcare Consulting Network contributes at that level. And then we have some Giddy Up sponsors, which include Auto North, Cooper Cargill Chant, Cormac Construction, Gamwell Caputo Kelch & Company, Green Mountain Furniture, Hannaford, Infinger Insurance, Memorial Hospital staff, TD Bank, and then we have a bunch of Bling It Up sponsors who also contribute, and that's Charmers Insurance Group, Conway Daily Sun, Crest Auto World, Federal Piping Company, JT Realty, Leona McDonald and Roberts, Mason & Mason, OVP Management, Penny Patoot Travel, Profile Subaru, White Mountain Oil and Propane, and White Mountain Pride. And with Memorial Hospital, we have Cherise here, who is one of our, she's the SANE nurse in the area, and our protocol with Memorial Hospital is incredibly important to the work that we do. And Cherise could talk to a little bit more about that.
So I'm a sexual assault nurse examiner, and I usually get called in for, unfortunately, for a sexual assault cases. And the next thing our emergency room staff does is actually call Starting Point Advocate. And I really, we've had that protocol for many, many years, and it is really working for the patient as well as for me as a sexual assault provider, because I can take care of the patient to make them medically safe and at the same time have an advocate that can answer questions that I certainly, some of those questions are like restraining orders or how do they take care of themselves once they leave the hospital. So it's a really comfort for the victim to have that be looked at in two different ways. You know, I'm providing the care and the advocate, the starting point advocate is there to help them minimize some of the stressors that's going on in their lives, you know, when they've lost control and the advocates are giving that control back. So it's a really good relationship, and we would love that to continue.
The protocol with Memorial Hospital has helped us to create a number of protocols. So we have that with our police departments, with our schools, with DCYF, with the Department of Human Services, Mental Health, and a number of partners, including some business partners, who we can call and say, hey, we just took in someone in the shelter who has absolutely nothing, and we need some help. And I don't think it's taken more than a couple hours to have all the essentials that we need.
All right, and real quick, because we're out of time, but I did want to get Deb Weinstein in because she's the new executive director of Starting Point. Deb comes with a rich background in the subject. You were working down in
Massachusetts,
and so this is sort of a job that you have some experience with already.
Absolutely, and a job that I really have a strong passion for. Starting Point does an absolutely phenomenal job. I've known about them. I've been here for 2 years in the community, and I've known about them for 2 years, and the opportunity came up, and I'm really excited to be here. I also want to thank the Boots and Bling Committee, Raitha Stoddard, Bobby Box, Beth Carter Dolan, Amanda Dubs, Greg Frizzell, Nora Mulkenbean, Krista Hyland, Liz Stillman, Sandra Steele, Anita Burrows, Kathy Brazil Duchette, Chris Pacheco, Christina Kelly, Danielle Dion, Cindy Schwartz, Samantha Baker, Shelley Vincent, Bridget Reardon, and then Kathy Baltz. They've been wonderful and really helped us so much. It's just impactful. It really is. It's great.
And you can do help by going to Boots and Bling tomorrow night, 5 o'clock in the evening at the White Mountain Hotel. There's going to be a live and silent auction as well as a raffle, music and dancing, food. It's going to be a really fun event about a serious subject. You can find more information by going to startingpointnh.org. That's startingpointnh.org. Cherise, Jen, Raitha, and Deb, thank you all for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.